ranked one of America's top research universities, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries on UWM today. Here's the host, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor of University Relations.
With more than 4,000 students, 30 degree programs, and 40 labs, clinics, and centers, UW-Milwaukee's Partners for Health initiative brings together Wisconsin's largest college of nursing, the only school of public health, and the largest college of health sciences that educates professionals for hospitals and clinics statewide. On this edition of UWM Today, we're going to meet the leaders of the Partners for Health program. Joining us in the studio are Kim Litwack, the Dean of the College of Nursing, Ron Perez, who heads up the Zilber School of Public Health, and Ron Sisler, who's head of the College of Health Sciences. And I think this is a first, gentlemen and lady, that we have three deans together on the same program. So let's strap in and jump into it. Ron Sisler, first talk about Partners for Health. What is it and why was it created?
Well, the Partners for Health is really a charge from the university chancellor and provost a couple years ago to think differently about how we can work together on our campus and provide something new and different and transformational in the area of health. We really, and together, are able to address anywhere from prevention to intervention to rehabilitation sciences and education for our students and train our students interprofessionally. And so we're really excited in working together, and we work really well together to transform what we do at UWM in health.
Kim, what does this say to the people who use health services, the fact that you've got these three big units at UWM all involved in health, now sort of locking arms and saying we're united?
It is different, and it's terrific to be part of this partnership that is so unique. No one provides care in isolation, whether it's care to an individual or care to a community. And the ability for three health schools to come together to impact health of not just individuals that a nurse might do one-on-one at the bedside, but all of the community that happens in the School of Public Health or individuals in the College of Health Science, but also a population of individuals, for example, a group of clients who have had strokes or have had other healthcare challenges. We're able to work together in education, research, and in improving the health of our community.
Did other people realize until you put this banner of Partners for Health that UWM was as large and has had such depth in healthcare, or was that even a surprise to some people on campus, Ron?
I actually think it was quite a surprise, not only to the folks on our campus, but also in the community. It is clear in hindsight, I would say, that the three schools, colleges have a lot of assets, and we have a lot of firepower that we can deploy to make the lives better, individual as well as the community. It is nice to see the numbers and the stats that you have cited, but we do have a lot of partnerships in the community, and that's really a significant addition. We have about 400 partnerships and collaborations in the community that really leverage what we have, because it's not only the numbers that we have amongst the schools and colleges, but also the way that we leverage them in the community.
What about students? How does this impact students, the fact that you've got these three big schools, colleges, interconnected?
So I can address that. Kim and I were just at an event yesterday where we had students working together as undergraduate students in a competition for really understanding and working together in a living learning community at UW-Milwaukee. And they came together across disciplines to work together on a challenge as well. And maybe Ron, the other Ron, can talk about we've also sponsored groups of students across public health, nursing, and health sciences for a statewide competition on case study on interprofessional health leadership and solutions to health related problems. And so the students work together, learn together, and then apply what they've learned for a practical solution to a health issue or problem.
Does this set them up to be more successful when they do go off and work in the community in public health or work in a hospital or clinic?
Well, I think so. Nobody practices in isolation. And as an individual patient in the hospital, they might be taken care of by a nurse, but physical therapy impacts them. Rad techs, radiology technicians impact with them. We work with other disciplines besides health, engineers and information technology in terms of electronic health records. So the ability to collaborate in teams after graduation starts with laying that foundation while they're students, both undergraduates and graduates.
And I think that's really the power of the partnership is the ability for the students to sort of weave that interdisciplinarity. As Kim just said, we don't practice in isolation or in a vacuum. And for them to at least be able to rub elbows and be part of teams and be able to work together, and we have poster presentations, we have research days, we have other activities where they will come together and be able to see what real-life practice would be like.
Well, and you're getting students ready to work in what is becoming one of the largest industries, professions, in the state of Wisconsin. We produce a lot of cheese and a lot of milk, but everybody needs a physician. Everybody needs a nurse. Everybody needs someone to help sort through those problems in our community. And it sounds like Partners for Health is designed to help leverage that.
Yes, and to get a little bit at the need, we know there's a nursing shortage in our state and nationally. We also know that there are shortages in many of our professional careers in health. Anywhere from 16 to 35% growth projected over the next 10 years, whereas in other careers other than health, it's more like 7% growth in some of these areas. So we're ready to respond to that. We're ready to train the next generation of our healthcare providers and people working in the community on population health.
So a person, if they're interested in a career in health, may say, I'm inclined to move towards nursing or I'd like to become a physical therapist and work in Ron's area or develop programs that are going to help improve the social fabric. You know, I'm touching on your three areas. Does Partners for Health help that student sort out which path is best for them? Or might they be walking on all three rails at some point in their college career?
Well, I think the advantage is the first rail can be common. And one of the things that we're working on is what we call a meta major, meaning you can come in and lay a foundation that is common to all three programs. Public health right now does not have an undergraduate program, but that's a goal for them, and they are actively working to develop an undergraduate program so that a student can come in not necessarily knowing exactly what they want to be when they grow up, but they know they want to impact health and help people. Mm-hmm. So we are able to expose them to different disciplines, lay a common core, so that when they do change a major, they won't be behind because they change from one program to another. They can remain on track to graduate, but still be exposed to things they might not necessarily know.
Will the each of the schools or colleges, nursing, public health, health sciences, will you continue to keep your own identity even as you form this new umbrella for all the health programs at UWM?
Absolutely, Tom. That's something that we're very proud of. We have a long history and trajectory. Certainly nursing and health sciences, as you know, the School of Public Health is relatively new. We started in 2009.
But it's the only certified or credentialed,
accredited School of Public Health in the state. But we do have alums. We have roughly 17,000 alums between the three of us. And we do have a brand. We have a certain name recognition. So yes, the schools will remain independent and they will continue to do that. But we're trying to leverage what we all do amongst the schools in order to benefit the people in the community.
So what about classes? Do you see more sharing of resources, knowing that that you're all walking arm in arm and aren't competing against each other necessarily?
Sure. One of the things we found, which we never would have known operating in our independent silos, is all three colleges, for example, teach the same biostatistics course. We all teach a course in health policy. That's a little bit crazy. So we're beginning conversations among our faculty on how to bring people together, and we've already started sharing faculty.
Terrific.
So it does make a whole lot of sense.
Well, I want to talk about those faculty for just a moment because you've got over 200 faculty and staff that are collectively serving these thousands of students. How is their life going to change? Are they going to have coffee together more?
So really good question, a very good question. We have actually almost right at about 100 tenure track or tenured faculty members, as well as over 100 other teaching academic staff, and that's our strength and power. They have worked together. Our chairs of our departments, and there's 8 of them, have worked together to work on things like classes and student success and making sure that we keep in mind the trajectory and opportunities for each and every student in making sure that we're meeting their needs. They're also working together in teams on research, and that's vital. In our faculty, who are part of their contract, a major part of their contract is research. It's responding to the challenges nationally that we have to work together in teams of researchers, and so we're working together. We have 3 or 4 actually projects that we're looking at in terms of like maternal health and prevention research for chronic health conditions that our faculty are working together on.
One of our former chancellors talked about the water cooler effect that happens when you have like-minded people in a building, maybe separated by floors, but have a program or a research project that brings them together. He said magic happens. Do you feel that same way, that there's lots of opportunity for that?
I think when you mentioned at the onset of this program that this is the first time you've had 3 deans come together, It is novel. It's novel for UWM, and I think it's novel among universities. And the collaboration that we have, not just at the dean's level, but at the faculty level, and the potential for that at the student level, is unique. And bringing people together in rooms for coffee, for meetings, for teams, for competitions, for events, we've never done that before. And it's exciting to be part of that.
So also leading into the future at UWM is the development of our Northwest Quad area of our campus.
Now, we have to define what Northwest,
yes,
Northwest Quad
is.
One of the worst descriptions,
yes,
for one of the best pieces of real estate.
Well, let me put campus. It this way. Columbia St. Mary's used to be the major tenant of the Northwest Quad area. It's
the
Northwest
old Columbia St. Mary's.
Yeah. Area, the old Columbia, yeah, St. Mary's. It's northwest part of our campus, and there's a whole development that is happening there, and we just received approval for development and in our budget for developing that area, and we are looking to design it as an integrated health complex, and it would have pieces of all of our 3 schools of health involved in a place to work together, the water cooler effect, for innovation, technology areas in health, bringing other aspects of health and students interested in health to a common place in the future.
How ironic that a former hospital, yes, would serve as the home base now for this united front of academic health professions.
I had 3 of my children born at Columbia St. Mary's, and it is ironic that we're back there in a different capacity.
Everybody has, a Columbia St. Mary's story.
I think so.
2 of my kids were there, and you know, more moles taken off, and you know, and now we're studying there. We're doing research there.
Yep.
But that space that Ron Sisler described, it is going to fundamentally change the way that we are doing business here. It's a great opportunity to co-locate a lot of the things that we do. The research piece, the community engagement piece, there's going to be entrepreneurship piece. There's going to be a lot of activities that we'll have now the opportunity to actually be co-located.
Well, and you have a lot of space there for people who don't know. I think there's 7 buildings. It's 10 acres of land that the old hospital had, almost 1 million square feet of space. And that opens up a whole new horizon, doesn't it? Especially, Kim, I'm looking at you on the nursing side. You've got to be thrilled with what's coming down the road.
Absolutely. It will be the space for our new clinical simulation center, which advances not only nursing but interdisciplinary work. We're already working in our very small simulation space, and the School of Public Health, the School of Health Sciences have come over, and we've done limited interprofessional education is the word I was looking for. This will open up more opportunities for that.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. So good to have you with us this week. We're talking this week about Partners for Health, a new cooperative that brings together the College of Nursing, the Zilber School of Public Health, and the College of Health Sciences, the three big engines, if you will, for health education at the UWM campus, now all sort of banding together as one unit. Let's talk a little bit more about what impact this new partnership has on the rest of the community. And Ron Perez, I want to start with you because as head of the Zilber School of Public Health, your faculty are embedded in the community. Your programs are researching the problems in the community. How will Partners for Health be different or an improvement for people who are trying to address Milwaukee's social problems?
Well, Tom, thank you. That's a good question. What Partners for Health does is basically enhances the ability to provide services to the community. We are, as you know, the School of Public Health is located downtown for a very specific reason. We want it to be close to where the community is. We want it to be close to the population. We also have the Milwaukee Health Department embedded within the School of Public Health. But that deals with the population piece of it. What the Partnership for Health does for us is it brings the full range of nursing and health sciences to the table, which are definitely pieces that we're missing in addressing population health. As you could imagine, nursing students are needed, the nursing practitioners are needed in the community as well. You have physical therapy issues, you have occupational therapy issues, we have a whole range of issues that we in public health were not trained or don't have the capability. But now with this partnership, I think what it will do, we will be able to have a significant impact, a more significant impact in the community.
Without having to go out and hire people whose specialty already exists elsewhere on the campus, either in Ron's health sciences or Kim's nursing program.
So the way I like to think of it is what we do is across the spectrum of bedside to curbside. And we can address issues across that spectrum together rather than in separate sort of areas and in isolation. And so many of our discussions with our faculty, with our students, and together as deans are addressing the broad spectrum of health. And it's probably the first time ever that that's been done at our campus.
If there's a business analogy, this is a little bit like mergers and acquisition, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's merging together units that have some sort of themed connection in terms of what your goal is.
Well,
healthy, make them healthy.
Leveraging is more.
Yeah,
more.
I would go back to your initial comment. Are we keeping our own identities? Don't mention the word merger because we're not merging. What we're doing is leveraging the strengths of all three colleges, but while maintaining again our independent identity. Going back to Ron Perez's comment about understanding the health of a community. So, for example, if the School of Public Health is able to identify we have challenges with high incidence of diabetes or poor maternal child outcomes, they can identify the problem looking at big data sets and then immediately collaborate with two other schools to say, how do we impact the individuals who are affected by this? It's a unique partnership that leverages the strengths.
So it makes it easier for somebody in public health to pick up the phone and call somebody in nursing and say, hey, we're on the same team. Let's roll up our sleeves and solve this problem.
Mm-hmm. Might be by email now, but yes.
Text message. Snapchat.
We'll just be a text.
Snap your problem.
Yeah, we'll text it. But it allows more ready communication. And I think when you mentioned the water cooler effect, people know each other's names now. Nursing faculty know the College of Health Science faculty who know the School of Public Health faculty, and that never happened before.
So again, a tortured analogy, but getting back to the way in which business enters into this, this makes good business sense, doesn't it? The fact that people aren't stuck in silos.
Yeah, it's hugely transformational, and we're challenged in the next year. So this is all new. This is about a year old. In the future, we want to look at what is the added value for students, for our community, for our faculty. and we want to work towards something new and different. We can use indicators of how successful we are independently and in silos. But we want to see what is the transformational aspects of working together, having our students learn together, and researching issues and providing solutions together that can lead and change how we address health in the future.
We know we have a lot of listeners to WUWM who work in the healthcare field. What does this mean for them? Are there opportunities for them to re-engage with UWM in a way that perhaps wasn't as easy before?
We are, as part of leveraging the resources and the opportunities that we have merged, if you will, that's the word as opposed to leverage, but we have our resources in marketing resources and development resources. We are going out in the community as partners for health. It's no longer the College of Health Sciences, the College of Nursing, or the School of Public Health. So from that perspective, I think what the community will see is they will begin to see more of UWM Partners for Health.
More of a one-stop shop as opposed to having to figure out who you should be talking to if you want to tap into the resources.
So for example, we have hosted three health career fairs for our students. Mm-hmm. And so it brings the organizations in health at UWM to see the students and to for students to connect with organizations for jobs, for careers, for opportunities.
How have the students reacted? Do they see this as an improvement?
I think the students do. They're living together in the living learning community starting as freshmen. They're going to start taking classes together. They're going to do the potential for research together. Now they're applying for jobs together, and then they'll be working together.
Yeah, it very much like what the 21st century work environment is evolving to become, right?
100%.
Where you again, erase the lines or the walls on those silos. Ron Sisler, I want to come back and talk a little bit more about research. I understand that collectively the three schools here do millions of dollars, I think over $6 million a year in funded research. Do you see that number increasing as a result of the three of you folks working together?
Yes, and actually a very good question because we have developed an infrastructure together called the Shared Office of Administration for Research. And what that's allowed us to do is in one central area, because we conduct research to and submit applications to funding agencies that are pretty common, NIH, National Institutes on Health, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that we can come together for pre-award, that is the application of research proposals, and as well post-award once we get the funding to share that administration. It's much more efficient and it's much we've actually grown in the number of applications that we've submitted as because of that, and we can track it together. So there are some opportunities that are places where we have merged some of our infrastructure to do a better job together.
And tapping into that, you talk about pre-award and post-award, but the actual study submissions now, funding agencies are looking for interdisciplinary teams. They don't want to see just a nursing study or just a health study or just a population study. They want to know what's the impact on individuals and communities. So the ability to bring teams together, and we've started laying that foundation with we've got a workshop coming up on breaking down the silos. That's the name of the workshop. And team science. That was a previous workshop. So bringing people together and finding out that there are individuals in all three schools who want to look at clean environment. They're all three schools want to look at maternal infant health, geriatrics, self-management. So how do we leverage that?
So do you think you'll be doing different types of research that hasn't been done before you all came together?
We have the ability to handle multidisciplinary, large-scale problems that couldn't have been done on a single discipline or even a single collection of PIs.
So, I think in different approaches as we work together. You know, it's really interesting. Even a number of years ago, that NIH, in every proposal, even if it was a bench research proposal.
National Institutes on Health again.
Even if it was a cytotechnology or something, a cell study on a bench, they also wanted to know the public health implications of that research. So what we can do together is address the public health impact of our research, no matter at what sort of level or type of research that it is, and we can address it in different ways.
And so it's not only the faculty, but you mentioned students doing research. This may open up a new horizon for them. They may have discovered that they want to move in a different path or down a different path than what they thought of when they first walked onto campus.
Absolutely. We see this in nursing. Our students who are working on self-management related to hypertension or diseases like diabetes, the research teams and the funding agencies now want to see biomarkers. And then they want to know how it's going to impact the health of an entire community. So rather than one individual researcher trying to lay the foundation, have the expertise in all of these areas, they can collaborate.
And when we talk about students, Tom, I wanted to remind everyone that we're talking about undergraduate students as well as graduate students. I mean, there is a significant push to embed and infuse research throughout the curriculum from the beginning to the very end.
That's a really important point. A lot of undergraduates do change majors. It's not at all uncommon. So, you know, I personally love the idea that it's like an hors d'oeuvre tray, right? If you think you're going to be working in that health field, you get a taste of all of the different opportunities. We just have a minute or two left here. Let's look at the future. What are the expectations 5 years, 10 years from now?
Well, one thing that we're going to be also looking at in the next year and beyond is not only the three health schools and the faculty and staff and the students, but reaching out across our campus in biomedical engineering, in other aspects of engineering, water and
Health psychology,
School of Social Welfare, and even in the arts. And these disciplines will also help us work together for new solutions and approaches to health.
Sounds like a more holistic way of solving the problems that that universities work on, and more holistically give that broad-based education, that well-rounded education to the students themselves.
And that's really what health is all about. And it's not so much the disciplines as they exist right now. It's all blending together. If you really want to help someone have a good health, there's a whole range of issues that have to be taken care of.
Well, best wishes as you move forward with the new UWM Partners for Health program. We'll be checking in periodically to see what new research and what new careers develop as a result of this wonderful collaboration. Best of luck to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Kim Litwack, the Dean of the College of Nursing at UWM, Ron Perez, who leads the Zilber School of Public Health, and Ron Sisler, who's the head of the College of Health Sciences, our guest on this edition of UWM Today. That's all for this week's program. We'll see you next week at the same time. Take care, everybody. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today with host Tom Lujack, the weekly program where you get to meet the people behind one of America's top research universities, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Playing a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Learn more at uwm.edu.